Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're about to go back in, guys.
Gives me life.
Even in the world, all that kind of stuff, I have to swing it to be like it, like. So, next point on, just looking at my environment, I think it's being older, limited, 50 or 70 years old, limited with his son, the same self. I didn't want that for myself, I wanted that for my son. So, I have to be determined and committed, I mean, to a point where, though, that regardless of what I do, I got to change my life. I'm not going to go back to doing the same thing on the street like before.
That's happening, yeah.
A lot of us are being controlled. Like, a lot of people don't know, like our watch. Like, we have culture-wise, like, Americans. Like, we have our own thing. If you look at people on their watch, like, something simple as that, everyone put it on their left wrist. And I'm like, what the hell? Everyone has a, like, we're, like, programming condition all the same way. When people get the money, you go get coffee. It's, like, American culture.
Turn towards the mic.
An American culture thing that we become conditioned to do. And it's, like, certain things, you're like, oh, my God, we're being conditioned. We don't even know we're being conditioned.
It's part of the scene.
But at the end of the day, I wanna get into your 7 steps after we talk to, you know, the woman who helped us, you know what I mean, really give back. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio, Sharita of Urban Speak in Philadelphia Homeless Coalition. Do you have your mic open? I know you have your mic is on. I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you, but I wanted you to just say a few things while we have you on. I know you said you had a meeting to get to, so I wanted to, you know, open up your mic real quick, honey.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me on the show tonight. Basically what we do is we work with the homeless community, and we try to make sure that we have gift care baskets that we give out. We also make sure that we set up a table where we give out food, and then one of the other things that we do is we work with distributors and stuff so that we will be able to have groceries so that when people finish eating, they can take a bag of groceries with them. We try to identify resources. Like, we ask people to donate basic care items, like, you know, deodorant, soap, lotion, sanitary napkins, like T-shirts, socks. Things like that. So when we do our, when we go out into the street and we feed people, we also provide them with these resources that folks give us so that we, you know, like if they're in need of something, we just put everything out there. If we have a rack, then we put it on the rack so that they can take what they need. And we just ask them to, like, just take stuff that they need and not just to be like, you know, take your stuff because we got it, but if they can use
it. Right. There's a bag and take it.
Yeah.
You make it. That's so amazing because, you know, most people who are homeless, they don't get choices. You know
that's
what I mean?
True.
They're like, no, here's what we have to give you, and that's it, because so many people try to treat them as subhuman, but they're not subhuman. You know what I mean? They're just falling on hard times at the moment, and they need us to give back. So make sure you guys donate for Sunday. You know what I mean? Like, we really want to give back to the Philadelphia Homelessness Coalition because at the end of the day, we are able. And that's what I was saying before you got here. Like, you know, like, it's not like that you have to, but if you can, you should. You know what I mean?
Even if it's a dollar, anything counts, anything is like no amount is not insignificant. But it all equates at the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So all adds up. You know what I mean? All add up. Give out your information about your social media.
Facebook and everything, sure.
And then I'll let you go, and thank you so much for calling in, Sharita.
Bye, Sharita.
Thank you, ladies. Okay, so on social, on Facebook, we are Philadelphia, PHILA, Homelessness Coalition. We don't have an Instagram feed, but we post business sites, so Urban Seek is my social media, URBNSEEK. And as we do stuff, I always just start posting up, like, all of the activities that we're doing, all the flyers that we're creating. I also am Miss underscore Sarita, so MS underscore Serita. And we have an event on Sunday, which these ladies were amazing pulling this thing together. Melissa, I love you so much for really, you know, helping us to reach these goals. And honest, girl, you got me for life. Like, you know that already. But you guys have been amazing, and I really appreciate your support. So it's going to be a great event on Sunday. I hope y'all will all come out and, you know, learn a little bit more about what's going on with homelessness and the ways that y'all can volunteer and be a part of this. Your resolution. So thank you, ladies.
No problem. And then we'll see you next Wednesday at Golf and Social. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Actually,
at Golf and Social, we are going to be raising, we're getting supplies for the kids so that they can go back to school. Well, they'll be back in school on the 27th, but as you know, when they get to school, there's always a whole bunch of stuff that their parents didn't know they needed to buy.
Yeah, they
don't
get.
Yeah.
Picking up
so we're
plate.
Asking everybody. Huh?
I said you're going to be
you
picking
know,
up
like,
the
plate. Yeah. So, you know, we're asking everybody to come with some school supplies. Golf and Social is going to be it's another fundraiser, but it's a fun fundraiser. It's open mic paint
fun
night.
Fundraiser.
So it's going to be, it's a fun one. You're going
to
love it. So,
we be tricking people into giving
up
the money.
If you're having
like,
a good time doing things,
you have fun and anyway, gave up some.
Right? Surprise. You just were nice to somebody.
Well, definitely thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart. You know what I mean? You know you have my heart and anything else
thank
you need. You know what I mean? I got
you. Thank you. All right. Well, I'll see you ladies on Sunday and Wednesday.
Sunday.
Yeah, I'll see you. Right. I'll see you soon. Bill. Peace.
See ya.
Shout out to Sarita. She's just such a amazing giving person.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, please, you guys, help her out because you never know. She's also her committee person in Philly.
She
ran for office and she won that. You know what I mean? And she has so much to offer, just like her nonprofit, so many supplies, and she's just trying to give out. And you guys see how to get it together. And we'll make it even simpler for you guys because we have certain events that we're going to do leading up to Voters Registration Awareness Day, which is September 25th. Were you saying something, Sarita? No, she's not here. Uh-huh. Which is September 25th, to just have people, you know what I mean, aware of, you know what I mean, these politicians are holding public office. Like,
yes.
If you guys see the news right now,
Trump.
Like, you know, his personal lawyers pled guilty to 8 counts.
What the hell?
His campaign manager was just found guilty by a jury on 8 out of 18 counts of breaking the law. Like, you know what I mean? So many people are just so greedy, and we have to wake up to the fact that we've been misinformed, you know what I mean? And we want to have some fun and own our own thing, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
And even one of the things that, Sam, you said starting off, and I really wanted to bring back, you said you have your own business, you know what I mean? You manage Mr. Business, you know what I mean? And you're not only managing him, you're representing his brand. But tell me, what else is in your business? And, like, you know, what are you trying to get pocket-sized jokes?
I mean, to be clear, it's his business.
Okay.
It's his business. You know, when after my separation from corporate America, I found a way to use, you know, the knowledge, I think, throughout that time, just apply it to kind of his business. You know, like, he likes to, you know, he's more of the, he's the artist. He's the
right.
art. He likes to focus on the creativity. And I'll focus on the conversation and the business aspect of it, the structure, and it makes for a good combination. Because I don't know anything about what he does. You know what I'm saying? I think it's amazing myself. But, you know, it's definitely his business. I'm just there to, like, learn and help. But for me, you know, it's comedy. You know, it's comedy, showbiz, like, comedy and acting, that's really, those are the things that's occupying my time, my free time right now, transition into that passion pursuing. And I think
that's
really,
yeah,
it was a good question. But I mean, really, I think that
goes in America, what he's doing, and basically, like, trying to get people from like that. So, you know, the structure of finding that love, like, but I guess that's why we'll come to say, like, how do you transition from corporate into finding your passion?
And then I do want to ask that first before we get into his seven steps. You know what I mean? Let's see. You know what I mean?
Like,
how similar things are going.
Yeah.
Because most people,
like, we all got different things going on.
We're all in this world together. You know what I mean? And a lot of people don't really understand the fact that, you know what I mean, each one can really teach one. And you know what I mean? And everything can be relatable. You know what I mean? Every religion says love thy neighbor, but people don't even think about that like that. You're in a room with a person, that's your neighbor, you know what I mean? Not just the person on your block, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be able to find that common ground, you know what I'm saying, to be able to communicate.
You can answer your question.
I say you got to use your free time wisely.
Yeah.
Even the most demanding job is not going to take 24 hours away from you every day.
Right.
You know, now, here's the problem. Sometimes that job itself is so stressful, and life itself compiles that.
Uh-huh.
You find that your free time is used to de-stress.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that was one of the traps I fell in. Like, when I was not working, I was like, oh my God, I'm so freaking glad I'm not working. Like, I'm going to use this time to, like, relax and chill, clear my, you know what I mean? And that time ends up being used to de-stress, but it's not really in pursuit of passion.
Yeah, being
so
productive.
So it's like, just really, really time management. You know, that would be the first step. I think you take a look, you pick something you most want to be successful at, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you envision that you're there where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you feel was the very next step you took, that's your next step.
That's definitely a different way of looking at it. Because I think, like you said, corporate, like I'm definitely a corporate. But you, like, eventually when you do, like, something that you're really not passionate about, you find yourself giving, like, you're not giving the 100%. It doesn't matter. If you're not passionate about it, you're going to do what you got to do to keep your job.
Yeah.
Point blank, you're going to do what you got to do to keep your job. But it's like, what is it that wakes your spirit up? And like you said, you did comedian. But what is it that, how do you get into, like, for me, like, was you always doing it? Was it always a passion? Or did you just, like, yeah, this is what I love to do?
Yeah, I'm going to be real. It was like, I was in, like, I started working from age 18.
Okay.
I ended up losing my job 38. So 23 years of working.
At the same job, or just
work out? Nah, just, no. Well, I spent 10 years.
Oh, so God, that's like forever.
Yeah, I started there in 2005.
I think I seen you in that
joint. Yeah, follow me. Nah, definitely half a Philly for the sprint phone for me. I don't care what y'all say. Yeah, I don't care what y'all say. You know, half of y'all bought a sprint. You want Shellahan Moore, King of Pressure, Willow Grove, any
there.
Of the Sprint at Radio Shack. So y'all got a phone for me.
Hey, Radio Shack.
Yeah, Sprint at Radio. That's actually where I started at Radio Shack.
That's
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, I outlasted Radio Shack. Yeah, so basically, it was a few years ago, man. I was like embedded in corporate America, and I was out on Facebook, and I was like bucket list. And one of the things, I only wrote two things. One of the things I wrote was, you know, do a 1 hour stand up comedy show.
Okay.
And I started writing at that point. Now this is a year and a half before I even got off or separated, like a year and a half. So here I am. I'm working. I don't know how I'm gonna get out. I don't know. But I have like a year and a half worth of, like, jokes written down, and when basically my relationship with corporate America ended, I was just like, you know what? Whatever I do next, yo, I have to can't wait to do it.
I do it.
Because like towards the end, my job, you couldn't ask for a cushy job, like talking corporate car, laptop, self, like some of your days are just conference calls. Like the job I always thought I wanted.
Ah,
and then you have that job and you're
don't
miserable.
Want it. Yeah, I get it.
That shit. Like, my phone could ring one time that day. The one time it rang, who the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was ready to snap. And I was like, yo, I hate doing this shit.
Yeah,
and you got to have a real conversation with yourself. Like, you're going to die one day.
Right.
So it's possible you could do this and then die. And if that thought scares you, get the fuck out of whatever you're doing. And that thought scared me. So I was like, whatever I do next, if I do that until I die, passion. It's comedy and show business. And I was like, I'll take those bumps on the road more than I'll take bumps on the road at a corporation. There's always going to be bumps. You know what I mean?
And how have you been able to make it work for you financially? You know what I mean? Because I was working as an accountant for 5 years, but I started, you know what I mean? I've always been, you know, I've always been about making money. So I was throwing parties and stuff like that. My office manager just laid me off, like, oh, now you can go be a rapper. And I'm like, no, now I got to start a couple businesses. I can't just go and rap and the people pay you. Don't work like
it
that.
It don't
guys.
Work like that. You gotta pay up. Rappers
yeah.
gotta pay first.
Yeah, I'll be honest. That was honestly one of the biggest challenges. It's like I've gotten to the point where my income was like, you know, it was solid. So I built a lifestyle based on his income.
And that income,
a wife,
I'm sure.
Two kids.
Oh my god.
And then that shit happened. So it's like, how do you find that balance? Like, I'll be honest. You know, something like. You know what I mean? Just somebody who, you know what I mean? Like anything, like he's just such a, yo, anything we get it. It's ours. I'm splitting it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
that's
so
dope.
That, and I'll be honest, man, you gotta, it comes to a point where, like right now I drive at 4:30 every morning for Uber and Lyft.
Okay, to make
so
yeah.
I'm driving like from 4:30 in the morning to maybe around like 11, 12, go home, take a nap, and then at night I don't feel guilty pursuing my passion. You know what I mean? Like one,
it's not
like
the Uber and Lyft
type
of people.
Yeah,
you know, yeah.
I wouldn't
meet.
Be able to do it. Like I tried to do balance the both,
it's hard.
But it's hard to go on stage with negative energy
that's
and
true.
Try to make people laugh.
That's true. I totally understand
now,
when you're coming.
Now, before we go into the, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but before we go and take this other break. I do want to hear, you know, Will, I want to hear your 7 steps that you offer to people because even for me, it's like without an outline, you know what I mean,
right.
and some type of boundaries and, you know, trying to achieve these goals, sometimes you miss it. Like you can pass the outline and see it, but
yeah.
you know what I mean, you have to have like some type of boundaries. So I would love to know about, you know, your 7 steps.
My 7 steps are just the surface of the 7 steps, but it's more
yeah.
deeper towards your life. That's remembering. I mean, as a young person, 7, 8 years old, it always comes to reflect on who they were when they were 8 and 7 years old. But that's the secret to that. And
what?
Are
you serious? 8 and 7?
Yeah.
I think I was at my best at 8 and 7.
No,
I was
almost,
super happy.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah,
super in control.
Shout out to Mrs. William and Mrs. Schiff, because we definitely had fun those 2 years, 6 and 7.
And they ability that they were born with, we lose that as you get older. Of society, the environment, your test.
Yeah, that's true.
So, preparedness, destiny, the motivation, the consistency, I mean, all the things you have to child. You watch a little baby, okay? They're persistent and consistent when they want
they
to kind of walk.
That's
and,
true.
And the tendency, you know, it's there.
Yeah.
It's a fault that we are born with life.
Yeah.
Life,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
In the best way. But when, as you get older, I mean, we experience other things in our life, I mean, from other places and people and things
mm-hmm.
that are attached to our emotions.
Yeah.
We have a test where I'll probably move every day. So, therefore, I mean, you have to really rewire yourself.
So, basically, you have to deprogram and reprogram.
Remember, you already. Remember, what
how
you already
did you
remember.
Learn all this stuff? Like,
but
how
no,
you...
no, he only has step 2. So let him finish.
I'm going to go look at step 1 and step 2 because if y'all see that, I keep my keys on.
Okay.
You know what my keys are? What the keys do?
Open door.
Exactly. So, the keys is to keep educating yourself.
Okay.
Anybody in my class keep telling me. Keep your keys on. You walk in my class, you have keys? Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Because you got to be in full gear, ready to learn, and what type of open mind. So, I think you can receive the message and information. Not only receive it, but embody.
Okay.
You embody, you get to practice. I mean, so you're going through these 7 transformations in detail to the core of the issue that we have within ourselves. Where they started from, how did
mm-hmm.
How did emotions arrive, how did feelings, where did feelings come from, you begin to erase, I mean, and create.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like he spoke about later. Rewind part as far as the current passion.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know that your future is created, but most people look to their past to see what's in their future. So you're always looking at your past.
Oh, okay.
You
know? So is that why you could say like it's like a rise on like homelessness and all that stuff? Because people are living backwards instead of
right.
living forward.
Right.
So people are
back.
Stuck.
And so bad. And even anything going in society, the program that I just had a meeting with City Hall about trying to revamp all the programs in the city. When it comes to balance,
yeah.
all these programs are out here, they're servicing the community, but they're doing a disservice to the community.
They are.
Because as I go into these facilities, juvenile center, prison, state road, whatever, and I begin to educate these people, my people, nobody's coming here telling me this.
And then,
so
and
that's
then,
why they ain't making a proper transition, a transformation to make. They go right back into the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
they don't know
how
to navigate,
the same
and then they go back into the same behavior. Why? Because of that fear. They're attached to
yeah. themselves.
They're too attached to their own stuff. Everybody's attached to that individual person. So to remind you of who you used to be, and you become that, you remain that same person that you came from. Unless you were able to understand what it is, how you're channeling your cycle, I mean, how you understand the chemistry of the body and how that's attached. How sometimes your body controls your mind.
Did I just say that?
Your mind controlling your body.
That's
yo,
deep,
I just,
yo.
No, I just, I said that. because I'm like, when you feel something in your stomach or you got a headache, you know what I mean? Those feelings are real. You know what I mean? That means that you have to do an action. Your body is telling you, no, this is safe. No, don't trust this person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, really start paying attention.
Well, those feelings, they are really real.
And it can be rooted in the past, too. Like, basically, like, I believe in like trauma. I believe that we have generational trauma. I believe everything is rooted in trauma. I don't believe in I think anxiety, depression, I think all that stuff is the same, in my opinion.
Well, see,
it's all looped in.
Our minds are working about that.
Right.
Past experiences, our mind support that. So everything we reflect on, we think about our perception is a reflection of the past. Going to a new relationship, sometimes you reflect on the past.
That's why you can't move forward with that new relationship because you be living that past relationship that you never healed from.
Yeah, let's go.
Same thing with life in general. Wherever you go, whether a job, a place, appointment, you're bringing all that baggage to back and you're still living in the past.
Huh.
You're not designing your future. So to redesign yourself is to actually take inventory. You're going to the store, you have a business, you're going to your business, you say, all right, I'm taking inventory. I got your canned noodles here, this is outdated, I put it away, I got to buy some new noodles, and I did this good right here, this is no longer good, I just got to restock on this. Same thing you do with your life. Same thing when we reflect in the mirror, we look in the mirror, we look at our makeup, our outside, hair, clothes, everything else, look fresh in the depth. But we don't see the mirror to our soul, we don't see the mirror to our inside. And the mirror to your inside, the reason why I start doing poetry, because poetry is the mirror to my inside.
We're going to take this music break. Shout out to, amazing guests that we had on the show last week, Russ Lotto. I'm going to get into I Need It. You said that you have, something that you're going to prepare, that you're going to, present to us. And for real, we've given out so much information. I need everybody to be behind us. And I can't wait to support you, because for me, I've always just been like so protective of myself and others, and I appreciate that. But sometimes I don't have all the tools to help people, So we all have to, have that unity to be able to get this stuff out to people. And a lot of you guys are emotionally unintelligent, and we're going to get you some brains. He's going to be performing. You got some jokes for us, Mr. Sam?
What I said is
a lot of people, because people, and then I've said this before, like so many people, they try to make snap decisions. You know what I mean?
Even when, not as emotionally intelligent. Not as present. That's why.
Give me an example of something that you would consider not emotionally intelligent.
9 times out of 10, like, even with, letting an argument escalate and not really telling the person exactly what you're feeling or why you're feeling
that's
that type of way. You know what I mean? Like, it's so many people that instead of letting you know that I'm insecure about something, they're just going to attack you. You know what I mean? They're like, you're always doing some dumb shit. You know what I mean? Or just something like that. Something as simple as that. And then even terrible as, guys saying, oh, I'm going to go get the strap because this man disrespected me. Like, why do you think that that's the best choice to make? You know what I mean? Like, you're letting your emotions, like, run you. You know what I mean? And there's so many people that just, like, instead of them really wanting to feel good later, they want to do something instant. And that's not always going to help you. You know what I mean? You want to be able to feel good later. You want to be able to be. You know what I mean?
No, I agree with that point. One of the things I keep telling these young guys is, think long term.
Right.
Like, think long term. I get it. This will feel good now, but think long term.
Right.
Yeah. I think also,
that's my whole thing.
Suppressing
the
emotions. I think, with me, it was more so I was suppressed on my emotions. I came from a community or like a family where everything was kept in house. What was going on, I was just like, you shut up, you don't talk about it. So when you get mad, I would shut off all my feelings. So when I started doing that, I started numbing out. Whereas though, I don't feel nothing. Whether you're in my life, cool. If you're not, I don't really give a shit. So it was kind of like not the way to be, because guess what? I cut off all of my emotions. You want to be in my life? Great. You don't, it didn't matter. But I didn't want to be human, and I couldn't understand what was happening to me. So then I had to go seek therapy and stuff like that. And no disrespect to the Caucasian therapist, but they couldn't understand what was happening to me in my community. They couldn't understand relate. So it took me to several therapists. It was like a black woman who had to sit there with me, dissect. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I was like, we don't even have appropriate professionals to really treat the community. So it's like, how can you even relate to me? I'm talking about somebody in my family being on drugs, not having a father. And the Caucasian community is like, what the hell is going on? This is all dysfunctional.
Right, right,
right.
I started
the emotional health class. I knew what needed. I needed our community. But the community.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So there are lots of people going through a whole lot of issues and they're being expressed in other ways.
Right.
And addiction. I mean, so
yeah.
Therefore, the class is not offered. So me offering the class and giving it free, it's got to build more now. Now more people coming out to it. Why?
Yeah,
because I'm putting
it
on social media, you know, on Facebook Live, talking about issues they're dealing with.
Somebody
and then
help.
Now people said, I need this.
Mm-hmm.
I
we
need
all
this.
Need it.
So therefore, I started continuing to do it. I started in January, but all that information I received when I traveled. Country, meet other speakers, meet other
mm-hmm.
guys. I put the information in. That's a very nice thing.
Young
guys in the barbershop, you know, talking to them, like me and this young guy is Deion's brother, Deion Weed's brother, because mm-hmm. here. So, made him had a conversation today about, I want to do something with the community about violence. If you want to do something, you go home and write something, create something, and unfortunately, I'm going to help you with that.
Oh, that's deep.
So, now we're trying to work on the initiative. He talked to his brother today, he called him to the barbershop, but we're going to discuss it some more with him. I want to have a conference with the real actually dealing with the core of the problem, not the surface of the problem. I've been in many meetings all around cities and governments like that.
But how do you, or have you, can you give us like a quick testimony about, you know, people actually realizing that they have a problem? You know, because that's like, you know, some people they just feel like,
we know our problem.
I'm in school too. So I'm like, that's more like my thing. Like,
so social?
maybe like a talk show, but maybe like more speaking, more like with younger girls and stuff like that. Like basically more involved with the youth and stuff like that. That's more like tell them I feel like basically not having a father figure, obviously got locked up. Like basically saying like how I had a transition from like my dating life to not having a father figure, and then like me having to date different men to get to like what the hell is going on here. So looking for love, like all of my people. I think
you
a lot of females go through that without realizing that they like looking for something that they can't get from men. Like I may want a man to love me a certain way, but he can't love me like my dad. But I love him to love him for that, so we're having fun.
Play 101.
So it's like, we have a disconnect because I want something that you can't get. You know what I mean?
You have a doctor where most of the time you look like I've got
try to achieve things. So
I thank you guys and salute to everybody doing their thing. We just made that crazy music break with our boy Russ Lotto and Sean King, always popping music. You know what I mean? Shout out to Will Little, who's a part of Poetry and Motion. You know what I mean? That's the company. You know what I mean? Mr. Poetry and Motion is him on Instagram. But because we're having an event with me and Moore Mental Health on Sunday, giving back to Philadelphia homelessness, you said you have a spoken word about homelessness for us. We ready? Go ahead.
And these stories are real, true stories of some things that when I was working in the such as I was raised with homeless people. Just inspired me to start to protect these homeless people who have been for a so, for the peace. Okay, great. A man walks the streets looking for something to eat in that big sleep, not knowing his next day was coming. Not knowing his next day was raining. He smells the power odors and he's going to clear something. And it appears to him that death is good at the life of the living student. We see him in a couple of times, people in part living. In the winter, he's dead, and he begs for change from strangers, showing us that life is strange, especially if you make your own change from choice. He talks to himself because he's only a friend of himself, but we think he's dead voice. Not knowing that this man's life is a time to make. But if his life or focus on yours, you can experience your life, that's truly good death. We may become cold sometimes, but we have to. We may hunger sometimes, but we eat. We sleep on comfortable beds with brand new and cold, mathematics, and chilling. And we got to live a great life as mental. Not sleep on cardboard boxes, and that ritual box carries as a home in the city. Not like a street in the wintertime, the Holy Spirit sleeps, eating from their nearest cross, instead, in their pride. This life is an example of how long we can go. One, we see a spirit. You get the rich and the rich, and you're poor and cold. Not just the dead.
As I said again, please, everybody check out Miss Know Your Worth, because you have to know, I mean, it's a poetry and motion. It's Know Your Worth for somebody else.
What about, I think it's like another, is it Voices and Power? What is that? Is that like a poetry committee group or something? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, definitely.
They still be based, and basically they like have spoken words and stuff like that, like every week or something like that, like around the gate. There's a bunch of poets that get together. I guess I don't know what this called, but I guess they all like get to hear each other, you know, craft and stuff like that, artwork,
right.
Like a try for the open mic. Yeah, open mic. Yeah.
Well, now time for the jokes, Sam. What's up?
You can't just put him on a spot like that.
Yeah, Sam, he can be funny.
I don't know.
I stopped. You know, it took me a year to realize, like, jokes is not my thing.
That's good.
No, like, I learned the hard way, like, there are different types of comedians.
Oh, okay.
There are joke tellers. You know, you got storytellers.
Okay.
And for me, it was like his story. I can lose myself in a story more than the stress that I think is a joke. Yo, I'm going to tell you. Yo, when I was trying to joke,
you're like, I'm a story
guy.
Yeah, why did you
call me that umbrella? Because it was a joke, that punchline.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And when you say the punchline, people supposed to fucking laugh. You know what I'm saying?
Joke
works, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so when you say the punchline, and like, motherfuckers is looking at you, yo, inside, yo, oh my God.
So you know what that feels like.
I know, oh my God, do I know that? I know what that feels like.
You from Philly, too. You ever get booed? Because people boo.
You know what? Not yet.
No.
Yeah,
and Philly got the, I love the crowd of Philly for that, because I've seen comedians come from out of town to perform in front of Philly, and they turn on the crowd like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? They're mad at the crowd. But Philly, I tell you, Philly believes and goes by this rule when it comes to comedy. You have to make me laugh.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to laugh just out of politeness.
No.
I'm not going to laugh to make you feel good. I'm not going to laugh to give you even comfort or momentum. I paid you money.
Make me laugh.
You know what I'm saying? It's your job to
Philly
make me
tough.
Laugh. And I think that's the perfect training ground, because my logic is if I can make Philly laugh, I can make everybody laugh.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, you're going to wild it out. You know, they can't even be at
the yo, you know, yeah, yeah. Who got tickets Thursday? I know y'all got some shit in the drawer, yo. Open the drawer. Give me a fucking wild and out ticket.
No.
We have no shit.
We
got to pay our way.
No.
We got to pay our way.
No. I'm right there supporting you, I swear to God.
I'm going to actually look out to organize an event with you as well. You think it's awesome? I need to pass.
This skirt was good.
Oh, that we did something. I found him outside.
Girl Melissa, Miss Rosario, the goddess, you know what I mean, doing as it for Philadelphia Homelessness Coalition this Sunday, you know what I mean, and everybody that's going to be a part of it, I'm just so excited about it, you know what I mean, doing our thing, and everybody that's supporting Philly Shine Radio, you know what I mean, we live at the best place, Black Aware Radio Station, 4933 Old York Road, the business, going alive, shout out to DJ No Frills, what up, Shine? What up, Patty Jackson? Oh, look. Shout out to everybody in the live. You know what I mean? Wavy wave. What's up? Oh, thank you. Happy belated birthday to you too, Frills. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. And welcome back, Miss. What's up with you?
What's up?
You've been working.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Oh, yeah.
What you mean you ready? Shout out to COS. Tell us about what's going on with you. Like, what's the catch up? What's up with COS? Like, Chew?
First,
let's talk about that video.
Let's talk about the video.
Yeah, that video was so popular. You did a great job. Like,
thank you.
And then even how clever it was, I'm like, were you creatively involved in it?
Yeah. For the most part, that was my vision. You know what I mean? I wanted to bring the youth in it some way, somehow. I didn't know I wanted them to dance, but I wanted them to be in the video. Mm-hmm. And then I think I was scrolling one day and I saw Kill Switch Level Up Challenge. I want a dance team in this. So I hit up a few dance teams, Unserenity got back to me, they were serious about it. From there it took off.
accessory, y'all. It's really, really popping. But what's going on with the music? Like, tell me, like, what's up? You know, I got stuff in my email from you. Tell everybody about it.
So DOS, that's my management team I'm a part of. Shout out to KOP, Simba, Hot Boy, Grindin. Like, it's a group full of talented artists. I'm the only female on the team, but I love it. Right now, I'm just worried about whoa. You know what I mean? We kind of touched the world. Whoa. So, yeah.
That's what's up. Well, definitely shout out to you doing your thing. I wanted to invite you back to get a catch up on Philly Shine Radio. Just because I do like to check back in with my guests because of the fact that, like, it's always, you know, different changes, you know what I mean?
Sure,
it's always,
sure.
You know, things that are going better. So, like, let me know, like, what else is, you know, what is going better? Like, have you got any big opportunities? What happened to that show at the Trocadero?
So, I didn't do the show at the Trocadero because of promoter issues and shout out to the show. It just wasn't for me. You know what I mean?
It just wasn't for me.
But yes, I do have another deal added to the thing. The last time I came, I think it's your show. I think every time I come on your show, another deal offer. But you know, we just taking our time. You know what I mean? I'm blessed. Like right now, I'm just like I said, I'm worried about a little tour soon. I don't want to get too much detail, but hopefully we'll start a little school tour. Something for the youth. We won't keep it for the youth for now.
That's what's up. You gotta get back, you know what I mean? And you know, we're asking for donations for Sunday, you know what I mean? Whatever you got in your pocket will do. Like, don't give us a dollar.
Yeah,
like,
I want some donations. Nah, wait, we gonna talk, cause I didn't even know nothing about it. Now I know.
I know I post so many different things, but, you know, it's hard for people to keep up. But when you see me, and, you know, when a lot of people see me, I let everybody know it's good. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, you know, whatever you can give. And it's not just one time to give. We're always doing stuff, you know, for the community and for the entertainment, for the culture. And for the culture, we got the, you know what I mean, Winner Takes All Showcase coming up September 22nd. Winner Takes All Showcase, September 22nd. We giving out $500. I went to Sean King and like, all right, we're gonna use this to give away to some artists, you know what I mean?
Right.
Shout out to our guest judge, you know, Rose, the RPX. Shout out to our boy, you know what I mean, EA All Day and Plex, you know what I mean, doing their thing, supporting us. You know, it's gonna be real lit, hosted by me, you know what I mean? I'm all right. I got talent though, and I'm definitely hosting. Show is going to pop. So make sure you guys are in the building. You know what I mean? Hit me up 215-200-7554 or 263-888-6019. Get your spot. You know what I mean? We making it real easy for these artists. So come through. You know what I mean? Do your thing. You know what I mean? And try to win this money. Who knows what it's $500? You know what I mean? You got the money.
I had the money.
I went and took it. I told you. I was taking it from Charles. I'm like, sure, give me the damn money. He be trying to pay for air shots. I'd be like, nigga, we pay for other stuff too. Like, no. That's real rap though. But so COS, were you guys always a group or like did it just come together? You said you're the only female, but you definitely be rolling with the niggas.
Yeah,
from what we could see.
Lady. I'm trying to be the only lady on that joint. You gotta
make way for like a little girly girl or whatever. You gotta have a girl to pick up like, oh my goodness, this nigga bought me jewels. He bought me time and some food. You know what I mean? Cause you ain't rapping that shit.
Nah, I'm not. You're not putting me in the skirt.
Then I'm like, you gonna have to get some ass shots to be on. You're here representing for them.
Sure.
Now, I didn't really get a chance to have you go in like I wanted to,
But it's time for you. Like, I hate that nice for what beat. Then you made me hate the nice for what beat. And I'm like, yo, well, can I get a little acapella? Like, you know what I'm saying? Can I get some bars from you? Like, to really, like, black out, because I'm really into that.
Yeah. It's the acapella, right?
Yeah, it's acapella.
Right, I got you. Trying to see me, they need me, believe me, easy, breathe it up. I walk on the official like they like, hold up, Jay, ease it up. Take my picture, breathe it up. Take my album, me, get up, love, more than the red thing on my laptop is average, edit, and habits. We already hit jackpot. My dad is put me capping, now I'm posing with my head cut. Flashy, I don't need to be, got a piece on here for my Jesus piece. If I worry about the people, my talent, at least this, I'll budget, but like a bleed, at least still. That's right.
I like that. Way better than them damn beats that y'all rapping on. We're going to get into this bag, Dad, and then we're going to get into that whoa, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Yeah. Shout out to L.A. in the building. Police Shine Radio. About to close out. Shout out to DV Man Aaron. Meow.
What you say? What song?
Today?
No crying. What's your email?
LILA.
Yeah.
Lila Jones. I only got something called a shot. I thought I had one.
You do now.
Okay. I'm inspired. Do you know?
You got it. Bad. I got a bad.
Why was Patty Jackson and my dad going live while B got cursing and shit?
About to pop it on the block. Pop it on the block.
You can't turn it up.
I'm gonna bring this joint back. Hey, turn up with me. What up, LA?
Thank you.
Hello. Just finishing up my show, whatever. Playing music down. Yeah, I'll be done like around 8 o'clock. I need a call back then. I said I could call you at 8 o'clock when I'm finished. I said, okay, I'm gonna text you. Alright. I can hear you. Hello. Come on, let's close this one out.
Get it.
Two can. Friend. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. Philly Shine Radio. You know what I mean? So many people have fun in this joint. I think that's BB at the door. Shout out to BB Nat Era. You know what I mean? Coming to get her book, she left. That Woe joint is real hot. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
Who's the producer on that record?
The producer is Nico from Kansas.
But Nico.
Yeah.
Nico.
DJ on here with
Mary. Of course. DJ on here with Mary, yes. Yeah, we had to school him out of there. The same way I said, put the camera in. I'm like, kids, no, we're being bad today. Kids can't see this.
Shout out to him. No. And also, real quick, shout out to the baby girl that was in the video with my little sister, Dollar. Shout out for her. She played Little Me in the video.
Yes, she did. She really did her thing. BB Man Era in the building. welcome back. Say hi to the camera. Wait, it's
weird. Hi. I look a mess.
All right, take the camera off. Show her butt. Like, no, I'm joking.
Right, I have a little booty, right?
You definitely do. They look cute. But that's what's up. I'm excited about, you know what I mean, all the next steps that you're going to do. All that I'm going to say is just make sure that your business is, you know what I mean, on point. You know, nowadays with artists, you know, the information that you need is out there. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about being emotional, intelligent. Like, you know, you have to be business savvy as well. You know what I mean? Make sure you know what you're signing. Payment lawyer ready? Get that ready. Yeah, okay. That's important. You know what I mean? That's real, real important. Now, shout out to everybody doing their thing. And even for me, I had such a fun weekend. I'm just looking forward to September 22nd again. Winner takes all showcase.
I know for that.
$500. Oh, should I sit some? But we will figure it out by the 22nd. I'm like, I was about to pull it out or whatnot. I'm like, wait a minute. I spent like $400 already. Damn, Sean King, I'm coming back for more money. It's okay. I'll be back. You know what I mean? Rip them up. Take the money and shit. But we'll get it popping.
Thank you so much for having me back on the show.
No problem. Shout out to your Instagram and, of course, where people could be able to check out the video on YouTube.
For sure. The video is in the link in my bio. My Instagram is la.official2400.
Run them numbers up, you know what I mean? I'm about to go on and join a comment because I haven't yet, but I watched it. I'm going to go to some comments or whatever. So shout out to LA, you know what I mean? I'm so proud of you. I can't wait to see you do more big.
Thank you. I got you, forever. You already know.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you so much, honest.
Of course. I see the door already open.
Everything. You miss Melissa.
Real quick. It's called Eyelash.
I think I sold all the natural.
That's not good.
Let me fix my makeup. I want to take some pictures. Because I got on my world famous shirt today. And I'll be able to talk about. Gotta put this shirt on. Black aware.
The other ones, I want
for
the
graduate,
because
that's where my
last one
there.
We're going to
make some money off
them.
You
tripping. That's why I'm like, I need to get in there.
Oh, that's good.
But I leave to Miami Friday, so I got to.
What are you going to Miami for?
So I'm going to be going. Good. I have a couple meetings down there, and then I have an interview for a podcast down there.
Oh, good.
My girlfriend, she is the one that handles my public relations to media. She just took over Cena Records, Spanish record label with Hakeem and Kawhi. They're like big time.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, they're big time.
Okay.
But she took over their she's taking care of their media. So she's gotta meet with them down there.
Well, that's good.
So
they gotta come through Philly Shine Radio.
So we're partners. She's my last partner.
Right.
So she gives me a lot of stuff too. I gotta go to a podcast when I come back in New York. And it's about the beauty.
My sister has one called Lip Service.
Really?
With, Angela Yee and this other girl.
She does. I love Angela Yee.
I'll send you their page, and she'll probably love you. And
yeah,
I'm going to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to her mansion for a pool party.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Right? I'm
going to
go too. But she said we could. But she said I could come up to her house all the time. It's her house.